Google has illegal advertising monopoly judge rules, and this is what's happening over in America. A lot of big tech companies are going to get broken up. They're coming after Facebook and they're also coming after Google, which means they might have to sell great big chunks of their companies to other competitors. A US judge has ruled tech giant Google has a monopoly on online advertising technology, which it kind of does. The US Department of Justice, along with 17 US states, sued Google, arguing the tech giant was illegally dominating the technology, which determines which adverts should be placed online and where. This is the second antitrust case that Google has lost in a year after it was ruled the company also had a monopoly on online search. Google said it would appeal against the decision. Publishers have many options and they choose Google because our ad tech tools are simple, affordable, and effective, the firm's head of regulatory affairs, Leanne Mulholland, said. US District Judge Leonie Brinkema said in the ruling, Google had willfully engaged in a series of anti-competitive acts, which enabled it to acquire and maintain monopoly power in the market. This exclusionary conduct substantially harmed Google's publisher customers, the competitive process, and ultimately consumers of information on the open web, she said. Google lost on two counts while a third was dismissed. We won half of this case and we will appeal the other half, Ms. Mulholland said. The court found that our advertiser tools and our acquisitions, such as DoubleClick, don't harm competition. The ruling is a significant win for US antitrust enforcers, according to Laura Phillips-Sawyer, a professor at the University of Georgia School of Law. It signals that not only are agencies willing to prosecute, but also that judges are willing to enforce the law against big tech firms, she said. She said the verdict sets an important legal precedent and is likely to affect decision-making in corporate America. Google's lawyers had argued the case focused too much on its past activities, and prosecutors ignored other large ad tech providers such as Amazon. Google has repeatedly used its marketing power to self-preference its own products, stifling innovation and depriving premium publishers worldwide of critical revenue needed to sustain high-quality journalism and entertainment, said Jason Kent, head of Digital Content Next, a trade association representing online publishers. And that is one thing that I did notice is it does push its own products. Like, say, for example, I don't know if this is the case now, but it was at the time that I searched this. I bought myself a new laptop and I was installing Brave browser. And when I searched for Brave, the first two sponsored links that came up were for Google Chrome, right? And then it even flashes up a special, its own special app. Why not try Chrome and everything like that? And it's like, yeah, okay, I get that you want to promote your own shit, but like, it's a bit extreme because I know Chrome exists. Everybody knows Chrome exists, but I didn't type in Chrome. I typed in Brave. Like, come on. Right, so that was the issue that happened. So, and that is something that they can do. Now, I get it. Like, I think it's different when companies do it on, like, in their own internal services. Like, say, for example, if you go to Burger King or some burger place and you go to make your order and it says, why not try the new triple stacker heart attack fucker? Like, see, because you're in their place and that's their own product. It's not like Burger King sells stuff from McDonald's or KFC, then that's different, right? However, Google for a lot of people is the window to the entire internet, right? And if you've searched a certain product from a certain rival company and then Google are like, hey, don't do that, do better, like, buy our stuff instead, then that's a little bit of an issue. It's a little bit scummy. However, should they be allowed to do it? Abso-fucking-lutely, I think they should be. They should be allowed to do that. It is shitty, but they should be allowed to do it. Structural changes. Google owns large companies on the buyer and seller sides of the online advertising market, as well as an ad exchange which matches demand and supply. Internet users will not notice a difference online as a result of the decision, said Anupam Chander, professor of law and technology at Georgetown University. But it affects the division of monies between advertisers, publishers, and ad service providers. Now, I have a little thing to say about YouTube at the end of this. The judge seems willing to order structural changes in Google's ad exchange practices, which may affect Google's bottom line somewhat, but don't seem to necessarily threaten its core value proposition as an advertising middleman, he added. In an ongoing series of antitrust lawsuits, the US government argues Google and its parent company, Alphabet, should be broken up, which could include selling off parts of the company, such as the Chrome browser. Now, last I checked, Chrome browser was, as far as market share goes, 80%. That's probably changed since, it changes all the time. It's probably changed since I last saw it, but apparently the market share for Chrome is 80%. So that's Massive. That's absolutely huge. But also the same goes for YouTube and everything. It basically Google owns a lot of the most popular services online. Google did flirt with what was the name of Google's social media thing that it tried to pull? There was a social media thing that Google tried to do ages ago to rival Facebook. I forget what it was called. I never bothered with it. And they tried their hardest, but it didn't go anywhere. I totally forget what it was called. The US case will now move to second remedy to this to a second remedies phase, which could also lead to Alphabet being broken up, said John Quokka, a professor of economics at Northeastern University. In September, the UK's competition watchdog provisionally found Google was using anti-competitive practices to dominate the market for online advertising technology. Now, one thing I will say, as someone who literally lives off advertiser revenue, is advertising is scummy. It has lots of little algorithms and everything to learn about who you are as a person, so it knows what adverts to put in front of you. Right now, I use ad blockers just like everybody else. However, if there's a small YouTube channel that I really, really enjoy and I want that man to get a little bit of cheddar, right, I will do the nice thing and switch my ad blocker off. If it's a big channel, then I'm like, nah. Because I know everybody does it with me. Everybody uses ad blockers. See if anyone goes, I watch you with ad blocker. I'm like, of course you do. No one likes watching adverts, right? They don't, right? Unless it's like a really funny advert, like the Iron Brew adverts. Like I watch those because they're always funny, right? But Google ads that you get on YouTube videos, they're not funny, they're not entertaining. A lot of them are like tone deaf and really irritating, or they try and get you with a little jingle and the jingle's just terrible. And stuff, and it's not fun, so I don't blame people for having their ad blocker on. However, Google do have a big monopoly on advertising. Now, this is what it means for YouTubers, which means all the companies that are running ad campaigns right now, they're using Google's AdSense. They're using Google's own advertising market, which is specifically what YouTube uses, right? Which means if Google as an advertiser gets broken up, and then lots of these other ad company, lots of these companies that are looking for advertisements start going to rivals. Google's not going to allow Amazon and all that to advertise on YouTube. Google's going to use its own advertising program. However, a lot of the ads have now went to rival companies now, right? That's probably part of the monopoly, actually. YouTube, if you want to reach younger people, YouTube's the place to advertise. That's the place to advertise, which means companies are kind of forced to go to Google. But if a lot of these companies move away to rival services and they're not advertising on YouTube anymore, then that's going to mean less money for all of us YouTubers. That's a thing that maybe could happen. I have no idea. Because Google aren't going to allow Amazon to run, like, they'll run allow Amazon to run ads through Google's own thing. So I have no idea where it's going to go from there. But as far as monopolies go, this is where I'm libertarian. What are you going to do when Jeff Bezos, like, buys rain? Jeff Bezos now owns the rights to rain. What then? Like, I get people doing that shit to me all the time. And this thing is, monopolies literally wouldn't exist if you removed all regulations. Do you want to know why? Because all the red tape has now been removed for competition. The red tape's gone. Like, this is why everyone's like, oh, companies would just monopolize. Oh, cool. So Google, which already has a huge monopoly on many, many things, will obviously be donating to the libertarian parties, getting rid of the government, and then hey ho, Google owns everything. What about all the oil companies that have monopolies that already got broken up, but they're monopolizing again? Why aren't they donating to all the libertarian parties? And if they're fucking pulled power, they could turn the libertarian parties into the biggest parties overnight, just like that. However, they're not doing that. And do you want to know why? Because unlike you little silly naysayers, they've actually done the research. And they know that if there was no government that they could have in their pocket, they would get slaughtered by competition. Monopolies wouldn't exist. They would get slaughtered by competition. Right? Because see, as soon as you remove all the red tape and everyone and anyone can just start all of these businesses out the blue, like the government, the big corporations love a bit of regulation. Right, say for example, a sandwich company, this was something I worked out a while ago. If you want to start mass producing sandwiches to sell in supermarkets and little news agents and stuff like that all over Britain, the licensing alone costs like 150 grand. I'm not talking about location and food and staff, and I'm talking about just the licenses. The licenses and also the environmental health stuff and blah 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 that you need to do and pay for in order to get those licenses, 150 grand. Now, your average man does not have 150 grand lying around. However, the great big sandwich companies, they've got that lined in the back of their couch. 150 grand so that no competition can appear against me? Bargain. 150 grand is a small price to pay for market dominance. That's why the big companies that are trying to monopolize love a government, because they encourage the government to put in regulations which cost money, which to them is buttons. Like $1 million to Google is nothing. That's absolutely nothing. However, to poor little Davy in his garage trying to write some software, he's not got a fucking hope in hell of affording that license. And Davy's software might be fucking smashing. It might be an amazing rival to Google, but we'll never fucking know because he can't afford the license. Because Google encouraged the government to bring in a bit of regulation to keep poor Davy out of the market. And that is how monopolies truly form. That is why these companies don't pay money into libertarian parties so that Jeff Bezos can now own the sea. Right? That's why they don't do it. I need to stop going off on tangents.